Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I done ran into my baby.
Little Texas Blues bringing us back. A ZZ Top from one of their albums. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. The one and only. The world's happy about that. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the one for my all the things that we do here on the show, all my articles and the video and the all the archives of every single segment that we've done all the way back to, almost all the way back to when we began. Thousands, literally thousands on every topic under the small business sun. You got something on your mind. We probably covered it here on the show, and you can go back and take advantage of it. It's all for free. It's all available to you. That's one of the things that those are my values, my friends. When I started the show back in 97, when I started the website back in 97, and we started collecting our content and collecting our Brain Trust members, and by the way, most of the stuff that you see on my website is it's not just me, it's my Brain Trust members stuff too. Their genius is there as well. So those are my values. When I started the show, I said I want to make sure that when small business owners need something, that they can come to my site, then come to where we are, and they get it for free. They don't have to ask anybody. They don't have to pay for it. They can use it to their little heart's advantage, their little heart's desire. And that was what I wanted to do from the beginning, and that's what we're still doing. So please use it to your advantage, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to check out my new book, The Age of the Customer, that's ageofthecustomer.com. You can find out a lot on both sides. You can find out a lot about my thoughts on The Age of the Customer that will help you, even without buying the book. But I hope you will, because I think you'll get I know you'll get a lot more if you'll buy the book. And it's available electronically or in hardback. You know, I mentioned the term values a minute ago. If there's one thing that you should know about me by now, it's what my values are. On many levels, over time, you've heard me share my values, and some of you like my values. And if you don't like my values, then you're probably not listening anymore. But that's fine. But I have, without wearing them on my sleeve, without, you know, bragging about them, so to speak, I have let you know about my values. I have shared in my responses to things and in the way I approach my work and the way I feel about your work, how much I value what you do and how proud I am of you and the way I think it all goes together, how we all working together, we all pull it together and make something that has become this country, the United States of America. Other people in their countries have done the same thing who are listening. Those are my values. And so you've been able to see what those are by hanging around with me. So what about your customers? As your customers hang around you, are they able to determine your values? What do you stand for? What's important to you? Where do you draw the line on certain things? What kind of person are you? What do you hold dear? What do you think about your relationship with people around you, your employees, your customers, your community? Those are all things that are associated with values. And folks, values is not a new word, obviously, but for most of the age of the seller, 10,000 years, the term value was a bigger deal, because people looked to the businesses basically just to give them value. You have something to sell, I have something I want to buy, so I want to make sure you give me the right kind of value. Be sure that I get, you know, value for my dollar. If I give you a dollar, I want to get a dollar worth of value, maybe even a dollar and a nickel value, right? That's what we want, value. Well, In the age of the customer, that everybody still wants value. Nobody wants to pay more than they should. That's not going to change. But that's not where people making their first decision. That's a later decision. Whether they're going to get value or not is no longer a concern of people, of customers or prospects. They know they can get value because they know there's so many different places they can get whatever it is that you sell. So they're not worried about whether they're going to get value. Long before they ever worry about value, they're looking for something else. They're trying to find some way to differentiate you from other vendors, from other opportunities to buy something, from other options where they can spend their money. They're trying to find another way to differentiate you because value will come up later. And they know they can find it. But first, they want to make sure that you're the kind of company, you're the kind of person, you're the kind of people, you're the organization that when they do business with you, and they're especially feeling this way about small businesses, when they do business with you, are you the kind of company and are you the kind of people that aligns with their values? I'm not necessarily talking about political values or religious values or things like that. I'm mostly talking about how we feel about each other. And I'm saying to you, my friends, don't be afraid to share your values with your customers. Not in a bragging way, but just in a way that's out there. And one of those ways would be to show them how you can save them money before they spend money with you. That would be an example of how how your values are toward your customers. Think about that. That's in chapter 7 in my book. A lot of that is. Quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.